Well, sticking with the brain, I've got one interesting study here. It's in the journal Neurology this week, and it's by Jean Schoenen, who's from Liège University in Belgium. And he and his colleagues have published this paper showing that you can prevent a proportion of migraines in people who suffer them regularly with cutaneous electrical stimulation delivered to the forehead. So they took 67 regular migraineurs, people who had regular disabling migraines, divided them into two groups, and having asked all of them to keep a diary for about a month beforehand of how often they suffered migraines, so they had a sort of baseline for this, they then randomly allocated them to receive either real treatment or sham treatment. There was no obvious difference between the two arms of the trial, so the people who were getting the sham treatment didn't know, it was blinded. But the people who had the real treatment were applying this sticky patch to the skin for 20 minutes every morning onto their forehead, and it was delivering about 16 microamps of current into the skin and stimulating the trigeminal nerve that supplies the head and face. And they then asked them to follow up for 90 days, logging how many migraines they had. The results are stunning. 30% reduction in migraine days in the people who got treated, compared with no difference in the people who had the sham treatment. And this was mirrored by a 37% reduction in the use of drugs, which I think is absolutely amazing, really.
Wow, that's incredible, because migraines are so distressing for people. But I thought they were to do with inflammation. What do they think that the cutaneous electrical stimulation is doing?
Well, the argument behind migraines is that this is a neurovascular phenomenon. You have abnormal patterns of brain activity, which initially cause you to get the wavy lines across vision, which characterises the onset of a migraine. And this then triggers painful dilatation of blood vessels and stimulation of nerves in the meninges, the pain-sensitive layers around the brain. And so by applying this sensory stimulus, they don't know exactly how it works, but they think that the input of that energy into the sensory system might in some way disrupt the establishment of these abnormal patterns of brain activity and thereby abolish the migraine getting established. But it's certainly an initially very interesting and exciting starting point. And given it's so cheap and simple and totally non-invasive and harmless, it's effectively the same as the TENS machines that we use when people are having babies, for example. Very effective, very safe, much better than drugs, none of the side effects.